From here, you can see Wolf Island, which stands sentinel where Lake Ontario meets the St. Lawrence River and the Thousand Islands begin. It is called Long Island Standing by the Tyendinaga Mohawk, who traditionally hunted deer on the island. The English name, according to official narratives, dates to 1792 when the British changed it from Grand Isle, so named by the French authorities, to Wolf Island in honor of General James Wolfe. However, as seen in the newspaper article from 1835, some people living in Kingston thought it was called Wolf Island because of a lone wolf who lived there and would, I quote, bay at the moon with his hideous howl. Based on the number of wolf hunts staged on the island, it was likely inhabited by several wolves, and as the article makes clear, these wolves often defied and dodged hunters and even evaded capture by hiding in swamps. Indeed, wolves use a variety of sounds to communicate with one another, and their howls can carry up to 10 kilometers, meaning these wolves would have been readily audible from the mainland. There is a long history of hunting wolves in Ontario. The Provincial Act of 1793 offered $4 for every wolf head brought into Kingston, and by the 1920s, the Ontario government offered $50 per head. The justification for killing wolves was that they disrupted farming practices by preying on sheep and lambs, and that they were responsible for the dwindling deer populations. This despite wolves having lived for centuries alongside deer without having devastated their numbers. Even as wolf numbers were caught in decline, expert hunters and trappers continued to travel to Kingston in the hopes of cashing in. By 1927, however, the province was pushing back on calls for increased bounties. The response to Kingston's council request for such an increase by the Provincial Minister of Mines trotted out figures to show that the increased bounties did not correspond to more kills. The minister's suggestion for more effective wolf elimination was better snares, not higher bounties. Despite capping the bounty, this new technology meant wolf kills continued to increase. In the end, wolves retreated far north of Kingston to escape human depredations and are rarely seen here anymore. Are we in danger of reliving this violent history with other carnivores in the area, such as coyotes? As coyote numbers increase in eastern Ontario, let's hope that science-based coexistence strategies win out of these extermination campaigns. This extermination history reveals a fundamental ignorance of wolf societies. Part of the complex social structure of wolf families or packs involves the self-regulation of their reproduction and population levels, having fewer babies when food is scarce, for example. Only the alpha pair reproduce, and the rest of the pack is tasked with raising the pups together. However, if the alpha pair is killed, this can have devastating impacts on the stability of the pack. It may cause a pack to splinter and form multiple breeding pairs. Scientists now realize that killing wolves, as has historically been done in and around Kingston, will tend to increase instead of decrease populations. The wolf killing industry was creating the very problem it was trying to solve. Organizations like Defenders of Wildlife are trying to move away from this archaic hunting campaign and are instead using guard dogs, flashing lights, and hanging fabric to deter wolves from entering farm territories. Stable wolf families can learn and transfer this knowledge about no-go zones to the next generation.